Gather round, people.
And we will tell you the story of the legend of the boiler in the Hollowlands.
Once upon a time, there was a company called Praesis. They made products that solved problems for people. One of those problems was how to make sure that boilers were inspected and operating safely. Hey everyone, I'm Jacques, and I'm the director of regulatory software for a company called Praesis.
So, what's a boiler?
This is a boiler.
Oh, okay. I'm Jenna. I'm a Hollands dev at Eisenberg. And I guess what I meant to say is, this is build. Why do I care about boilers right now?
Well, boilers are all around us in commercial buildings. And a commercial building like this, they're a lot bigger than they are than your hot water heater at home, but they're a lot like your hot water heater. Picture a metal box roughly the size of a shipping container with pipes coming out of it. There are actually 54 boilers around here in the convention center right now. And boilers are really useful in addition to providing hot water. They help us to regulate the temperature of our rooms by using pressurized steam. But boilers can be dangerous.
True story. April 3rd, 2017. Three people died and four were injured when a boiler exploded at a box-making company in St. Louis. The explosion at the Loy Lange Box Company just before 6 a.m. launched a van-sized chunk of the boiler skyward. It fell from the sky through the roof of a hospital linen supply company just as the morning shift began, and three people were killed and four injured.
And you know how to keep boilers from exploding, right?
Don't worry, everyone. We wouldn't be standing here if I hadn't checked the safety records of all 54 of the boilers here in the convention center. You see, since 2001, Praesis has operated a software program by the name of Jurisdiction Online. It tracks regulatory activities like licenses, permits, and inspections for lots of different devices like elevators, amusement rides, and boilers. Here in the state of Washington, the state's boiler office has used JO to track and manage and even distribute information about its boiler program to stakeholders like building owners and insurance companies and other folks that are interested so that we can ensure that boilers are well operating safely.
But there are still a few problems with that. Time, accuracy, and interpretation. My name is Matt, and I'm a creative director at Eisenberg on mixed reality, which means that I spend a lot of my time thinking about how tools like the Microsoft HoloLens can make us faster and safer, more efficient and more accurate. So when I looked at this situation, I turned to Jacques and I said, so Jacques, how long does it take on average to get from a boiler violation being noted to action being taken upon that violation?
I'm afraid to say that even using a software product like Jurisdiction Online, it can take up to 90 days to get information into the hands of stakeholders. And even then, that information can be misinterpreted or misunderstood. Think about it this way. Let's say that Jenna here is a building inspector and I am a boiler. Jenna has to physically travel to between 400 and 500 buildings a year with a checklist to make sure that boilers like me are operating safely. First of all, when she's on site, what she needs to do is look at the same types of things over and over and over again while making sure that she's aware of the records that were in Jurisdiction Online from the previous inspection. And keep in mind, the places like where boilers like me live aren't always the safest places in the world. She's probably having to step over cinder blocks or maybe duck under pipes and maybe even wipe off some dirt so that she can see important information. Now, let's say that she observes something important.
You seem like a Pisces to me.
About the boiler?
Oh, you're just covered and littered in it. It's rusty everywhere.
Good. She'd probably make note of that violation. But then she's got to enter that information again into Jurisdiction Online. Now, at this point, the violation's going to throw up flags at regulatory agencies, stakeholders, and other insurance companies. Figure that's going to take a few weeks for them to get serious about. Now, even though Jenna's a really great inspector, some of the information that she's probably noted in her inspection report is going to have some subjective questions that will require back and forth.
This takes more time.
Plus, Matt's probably got to enter that information into a pipeline for repair or replacement.
More time.
And that's how we get to 3 months before a repair woman. Jenna, can you be my repair woman as
I
well?
I will.
Before the repair woman can get on site so that she can fix the boiler.
Cool. So...
So, you see what I'm saying about the problem with time and accuracy? What if in the 3 months that it takes for us to get from a repair need being noted all the way to the repair being taken, an accident happens like the one at the Lloyd Lange Box Company? Precy's current software, Jurisdiction Online, did a great job of standardizing the tracking of building code inspections, saving lots of lives and time. We saw the opportunity at Precy's and Eisenberg to revolutionize the field of building code inspection once again by applying the real-time intuitive contextual tools of the Microsoft HoloLens. We set out to build an application that would essentially help stakeholders get critical information they need from inspections quickly enough to make safety decisions, while also providing it to them in a contextual way where there was less room for misinterpretation than when they are dealing with written reports. And we call this new application for Precy's Jurisdiction Unlimited.
Cool. So let's talk about the HoloLens component of our presentation. So how did we come about creating this cutting-edge, super techie, streamlined experience for boiler inspectors? It actually started with paper and foam prototyping in an envisioning workshop with the Eisenberg team and the Precy's team. Our goal was in this workshop to figure out what problems there are in this pipeline and how the HoloLens can achieve some goals to increase essentially safety, time, and everything. So these are a few goals we laid out to do. We wanted to increase safety of building inspectors on site.
We wanted to streamline the inspector's site visit while improving the accuracy and interpretation of the inspection result.
Reduce the time that it takes to get from an inspection to enforcement or repair.
We wanted to extend the on-site experience to everyone in the pipeline, including Matt, who might not ever even go to the boiler room.
And finally, we wanted to digitally transform Jurisdiction Online while building upon it.
So, having set the stage for the boiler and the HoloLens, today we've brought some video showcasing spectator view of the application at work, a vertical slice of it, and how Precy's and Eisenberg set out to address these challenges.
So, offhand, one of our greatest challenges was simple, designing a UI that could actually work intuitively in a 3D environment, no longer on a screen. Our rooms are no longer what we're used to on a surface or a tablet. It's actually always different and always varied. So we wanted to create a UI that kind of makes people not cluttering their vision and able to work safely, heads up, hands-free, in a swift manner.
But our inspectors are used to dealing with keyboards and mouse clicks to interact with buttons and boxes. Were you guys able to include buttons and boxes?
So, like I said, it's really easy to find a place for a button on a screen, but our screens are now these boiler rooms. How do we deal with not always being comfortable like of the same situation? And right now, you can actually always know that the exit's on the top left, but we had to make something that was more contextual, there when you need it, and never cluttering the person's view. This is one of my favorite features of our application. We're about to see our radial menu. Our radial menu is contextual when you need it. It allows inspectors to access all their holo tools with a pinch, a drag, and a release. We were really inspired by 3D software programs like Maya. So just like how they do their quick access, we wanted to create a system that was not always cluttering your view, but essentially allowing you to get what you need with a simple gesture, boop.
Whoa.
Yeah, so what we're looking at right now actually is my second favorite feature of our app. We have avatar tracking with spatial context, and Matt will explain a little bit more about this.
We call this the mini-map feature, and it tracks through your movement in physical space with you. And basically, it is a real-time representation of the boiler's environment with a real-time avatar for the inspector in it. So this avatar in red is Jenna, the inspector's avatar. You look really fetching in red, I might add. And any markers that have been placed on this visit or previous visits indicate and can be referenced to pull up contextual information in digital form that has been literally pinned to the physical boiler.
So we are indeed like a lot of ways to generate this minimap feature of our app. I don't know how many of you lovely people use the Holo Toolkit. We love it. So our first stop was we use out-of-the-box spatial mapping, and then we use spatial understanding, and then we even tried a third-party device, a structure scanner, but ultimately because of visibility and a lot of performance, you guys know about working on the HoloLens, we fell back on the simple shaded spatial mapping at 1,200 triangles per cubic meter, but we wanted to make our boiler kind of pop as the hero, so we gave it a little more of a high-fidelity approach with an actual model, and we wanted to create the idea of like a hierarchy of importance. So right now we're dealing on to data.
So to check the pressure gauge, Jenna can watch a video that's going to show that the pressure gauge reading left by a previous inspector is 122. If the boiler is still operating safely, the reading will still be at 122. So Jenna can see what she needs to see with her own eyes while looking at the data that was recorded in Jurisdiction Unlimited through a previous inspection. Now, Jenna's new reading is the same as the previous inspector's, so she's confident that the boiler is still operating safely. Now, she can enter that information either using a number pad or she can simply dictate. Let's see if we can see that here.
Anyways,
it's coming. Wait for it.
So one major issue we found dictation is Wi-Fi enableability. So we wanted to create multiple ways for inspectors to input this data. And we keep talking about data. So we mentioned that this is trying to platform off an existing database called Jurisdiction Online. And they deal with all their inspections for every single inspection through JSON data. So we actually took this JSON data in, and then we got to mess with it ourselves and really add some contextual stuff like node placement and transform values. And essentially, it's the idea of us taking in what they already have, then us spitting back out a JSON to fit back into their already 2D experience. And back into here, I'm noticing a lot of rust on Jacques the boiler. So I'm actually going to pin a photo node right there.
I'm going to try to not take that comment personally. But seriously, the rust that we see is not quite significant enough to make this a violation. But we do want to capture that amount of rust for future inspectors to see. So we're going to embed this photo into the program, and we'll be able to use that in future visits in case it becomes more severe.
So you're not going to blow up now, right, Boiler?
That's right, Inspector.
All of our features, by the way, are designed to scale off of the inspector's current experience with Jurisdiction Online, both their experience and their workflow. But we augment and platform off that into HoloLens contextual, intuitive, and natural interactions so that they can interact with the digital content as seamlessly as they do the physical environment that they're used to navigating. And at the same time, we're making a video record in that mini-map form of the site visit, which anyone can access at any time.
So what we showed off was our radial menu, our mini map, and simple form data entry. But there's a lot of stuff we actually couldn't show in this spectator view vertical slice. In our application, you can actually log a violation on a boiler using the state you're in actual boiler code. So Washington is different from California, which is different from Arizona. So we're actually taking that into account. We gave our inspectors X-ray vision. So if there's a node over there, but I'm over here, I can actually see rendered through of a wire frame of our node, so it really helps people understand everything at a glance. And we also built an app extension for the PC so we could actually show off all this great minimap and nodes and everything to extend the idea of an on-site experience to people maybe in their office.
So hopefully at this point you're asking, well, how did you three make that?
Well, let's clarify who it took to make Jurisdiction Unlimited. It obviously would not have happened from leadership on a visionary executive level from Trasis, who kept us doing actually usable stuff in the field. So Jacques, take a bow.
It's absolutely true that this project couldn't have moved forward without Jacques and his president at Trasis, Kempton Schwab, actively looking to move their entire vertical, but also their company into digital transformation. At the same time, Eisenberg's owner and founder, Eric Eisenberg, has always been kind of an aggressive entrepreneur in the space of new forms of communication. And the point that I'm making here is just that I think for both agencies and partners, you've got to find an evangelist to start.
The bottom line is that mixed reality is relatively new for both of our organizations. So for us to bring a product to market in the space required a real vision for the future and someone to champion it so that we could secure time and people and funding to move the project forward.
And once you get time, people, funding, a space, resources, a vision, it's actually surprising what just a handful of developers can accomplish. So on the Eisenberg side, we handled a lot of the actual HoloLens app development, and we were a team up two wonderful, beautiful, strong, independent, amazing producers, another engineer besides myself, an art director, and a UX designer.
And on the Praesis side, we were led by a traditional software engineer, one of our senior developers, our front-end architect, and our VP of technology. This helped us in making the app as realistically and field-ready as possible.
So in total, that's like 16 16 people we just saw up on the screen. And for us, for like making a whole new extension to an existing pipeline that's used nationwide as one of the top boiler inspection things ever, that's kind of small.
One of our key considerations was how to extend rather than rebuild or replace Jurisdiction Online, which is the product that Praesis has really built this business upon. A real plus is that we are now, and we have been for many years, a Microsoft Gold partner. And this is really important because our product is built upon Microsoft technologies, and Microsoft has been aware of companies like ours' need to transform seamlessly forward. Once we finished the envisioning workshop, we immediately put our developers and engineers in Shreveport in touch with the developers and engineers in Pasadena at Eisenberg, in touch with each other so that we could figure out literally how the data in the HoloLens could transition into Jurisdiction Online.
And that was like a really interesting part for us because we're trying to create this future forward techie holographic app, but also have it kind of work off of a backbone of a pre-existing purely web format. How do we like not shackle ourselves to this existing platform, but still embrace the future? So this actually went through, it took us to go through like a deep dive with Praesis to figure out what we can do and what we have to keep. So essentially what we talked about JSON, as we mentioned, we talked about field entry. We talked about everything that needs to be done the same way so inspectors understand their process, but also how the HoloLens can like complement an inspection with like spatial data and multimedia attachments.
From the very first envisioning workshop, we established communication lines horizontally between leadership, developers, creators, creatives, and others on the Praesis and Eisenberg side, and this was really critical to our success. As a group, we came up with lots of different HoloLens solutions together, and then we worked with each independent group to figure out which one of those were doable. One of our most important steps from there was to go out in the field as a group together with a real inspector, listening and observing to see how he would interact with data and the solution. It helped us to create something as realistically and familiar as possible.
Okay, a little bit of Q&A. Who is the most famous animated, balding, donut-loving building inspector on the table?
Okay.
Yeah, that's
too
right.
Too many clues.
He loves to drink his Duff beer, and he uses phrases like, don't.
So for the diehard Simpsons fans out there, you'll probably recognize that Homer Simpson is a building inspector at a nuclear power plant. And in point of fact, he's a great target consumer of Jurisdiction Unlimited.
That's right. Our building inspectors, much like Homer, are about age 58. They're typically male, and of course, much like Homer, they are lovable.
All kidding aside, though, after going on this like on-site experience with a building inspector, watching them wipe off grease, check all this stuff, we realize that they're actually really smart and talented in their field, but they're not the type of people we'd expect to show up to build. So we had to pick and choose our battles, when to make the UI, UX all techy and shiny like our radio menu, but also not to reinvent the idea of entering data on a numpad. We really had to strike a balance so people would be able able to essentially continue how they've been inspecting boilers for a long time, but essentially in a faster, more heads-up, hands-free way.
So Microsoft was invaluable as a resource to help us move the project forward. Eisenberg was already a member of the HoloLens Agency Readiness Program. And in that program, they not only gained valuable technical experience, they really learned about the psychology of how best to interact with holograms. For example, they learned that people really experience holograms best when they're in familiar forms. So we modeled our front end to be reminiscent of a ruggedized keyboard, which is what you're going to see in the app.
This experience, along with rapid prototyping and iteration and also constant user testing with inspectors in the field, allowed us to establish a basic set of rules for design and interaction that have stood us in good stead with our very own Homer Simpsons.
So now that the app is pretty much done and going on past, anyways, do I still have a job is what I'm trying to ask. What are Francis and Eisenberg doing now that this app is where it's at?
We're evolving our relationship, and we'd love to talk to some of you guys about, you know, the relationships that you have as developers with partners like Praces. It's, what we're doing right now is we're working to train traditional software engineers at Praces to work on their own HoloLenses as a transition point from the 3D work that we did at our shop.
And on our end, we're using the application to onboard our insurance company partners so that we can do field trials.
Together, our main focus has always been better decisions.
Made faster.
That truly increase and improve safety.
So thanks for coming, everybody. And that is the tale of the boiler and the HoloLens. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, everybody.